board meeting, April 25th, 7:01 p.m.
The advertising, the only item on the agenda for this evening is to select a date for the continuation of the public hearing for Saratoga Wireless Charter Solutions. When we decide what we'd like to do, we have to keep in mind that we missed a few opportunities at the last time. We did not hear out in Saratoga or Baker's Falls Solar, or U.S. Electric Energy, or Strome. They were all done because we did not have a quorum. So it's incumbent upon us to come up with a new date so that we can advertise it and continue on. Do I have a suggestion?
So right now, Mr. Chairman, the May meeting is the only one, the regularly scheduled May meeting is the only one scheduled at the moment?
Yes.
So what's that? It'll
be the 16th.
And what is on the agenda already for the May 16th meeting?
And those guys that we missed last time, and I don't know any others.
I don't know. All I know is All Town Fresh is getting ready to gear up again.
Okay.
Sorry, All Town Fresh.
All Town?
I think they're ready to submit and come in front of the board.
They're ready for a plan. They have had the public hearing, so we have to close them up.
Did All Town have the public hearing?
And so we have Saratoga, Baker's Falls, U.S. Light and Energy, and Strome.
Will they advise you with that? Because they had asked to drop off the agenda for April.
We don't know. We have to assume what they are. It would probably enable us to have a special meeting be only for Saratoga.
Did you say All Town already had a public hearing?
All Town Fresh already had a public hearing.
For some reason, I didn't think they had one yet, because they kept putting off the stormwater.
They kept putting off a lot of things, but go back to my notes. I think we did.
I think we did.
Yeah.
I know we did for Hoffman, and I thought they kept asking Josh to have his name.
Or
did
we
know? Do you know the training that they're asking for? All Town Fresh is asking for next when they come back to us.
I think all they we needed their DOT response.
We need to settle our public hearing
side. Yeah, I thought that was we were trying to figure out the schedule generally so we could get them to then. I'm not trying to get
them. No, that's right. Stay with it.
But Katrina, do you know what All Town is looking for from us next? And is it May 16th, or are they going into June?
They're not officially on the agenda. Nobody's officially on the agenda, but they're the only ones that have been conversing with Jim. And I believe they want that. I think that's their intention.
So, today's 25th, looking at, what's the notice period? A week?
For a public hearing?
Yeah. So the second is out. Keep it to Monday. You're looking at the 9th or 23rd. Or the 3rd, 9th, 23rd, 30th.
Keep it to Monday. 30th is Memorial Day.
Oh, that's Memorial Day. So 9th or 23rd.
And I'm going to say the earlier the better for me. My schedule is really crazy the end.
Me too.
Schedule's crazy.
Especially when we have one individual who wasn't thinking.
Yeah. Nobody has said you were approved.
So it's 10 days, you said, that they have that notice?
If we're going to split this, does it make sense to put Baker Falls and Saratoga Biochar together on a certain night or not?
I wasn't here with you guys in that meeting, as an indication, but reading the paper, I think I would agree with Peter to keep Biochar its own.
If each person spoke for 3 minutes, you're looking at 3+ hours.
Yeah, but I'm sure it's going to be long. I just didn't know because Baker Falls is in the same, because it's in the same thing, as far as being in the industrial park. There's no controversy with Baker Falls, so I'm okay with leaving it on the other day.
I think you break out Saratoga and maybe do that at night.
Sure.
If that works, people think
Biochar on the night?
Well, it's either that or do everybody else on the 9th and Biochar on the. You have two consecutive months. So.
I think the sooner we get BioStar over, the better off we're going to be.
Yes.
Yeah.
There was a date of the 4th kicking around in the email.
I don't know. Because Carla was giving out dates she was good for because she wants to be here for the BioStar.
Yeah.
And she said the 12th.
She didn't say the 9th?
Huh?
She didn't mention the 9th?
I did not see that. I can try and look it up on my phone. It's really small font. I can't read well without my glasses, so...
I didn't see the reasoning.
I did see the 12, and that kind of struck me.
And I think it was because she was listing off things she could make it to it. But for the record, I'm not a lawyer, but the things that she recommended for our previous meeting were all things I had written on my crib sheet to bring up during the meeting, that we shouldn't be doing this and we should be doing that. And so I don't think, I would like her to be there.
I think
that comes up. All right.
Yeah.
And I agree that if everybody that was at that meeting speaks, it's going to be a long night. But I would recommend this. Public hearings allow people to speak to provide us information. If 17 people all want to get up and say the same thing, okay, my personal belief is if you don't have anything new to offer, then you go ahead and applaud the people that just said what you were going to say, and let's move on, because I don't really think I need to sit here for 2 hours. I really don't think this should be done.
It's sticky because that's a sticky one, John.
Well, that's because people don't know what public hearings are for. They're not here for you to express your feelings. They're here for you to offer information. If somebody comes into that public hearing and offers us this bad because of this scientific evidence, now that's what they're there for, and that's great. Okay. If they're coming in to just say, well, I think it's going to look bad, probably smell bad.
I think to Eric's point, you're talking about the individual resident's perspective, and that's always going to be somewhat different. Like back to my house, I live down the road.
Okay.
I'm bothered by it. And it may be for the same reasons that his neighbor is bothered by it. But it's almost like you've got to give a voice to that, however long it might
be. Yeah, I think you've got it. That opens a whole can of worms.
I think we do need to limit it, though, right? Is that...
Oh, yeah, sure. That's or whatever.
Yeah, and then we speak once. Is that how that works, Peter?
You can set any ground rules you want when you start. You just have to be consistent throughout the whole meeting.
Okay.
I can't give Eric 3 minutes and
right.
I say, hey, we got enough. Go, John, give him 5. Go, Eric, you got some more? No.
So do we put a limit? So do we put a limit on it then?
That's up to us.
I think we should. You guys?
That's your call. You're
yeah.
The board.
Yeah.
I will only express my opinion things I have run into. This is the board. You make the decision.
I can climb a limit. And if they do start to get repetitive, say, okay, I think we hear you. We do need to move on to something else.
I agree, because if it is a thought out thing rather than just an opinion, it could take well more than 3 minutes to articulate.
Some of those letters that we've already gotten are fairly lengthy. And
yes.
I think that they're really just touching the surface of what concerns them.
Yeah.
But it does put an onus on you, Peter, to manage.
That's good to the most impossible.
You're very good at it.
I honestly believe we need the podium. We need people to sign.
Yes, we're going to have a lot.
There has to be some organization. You're just going to have.
Oh, absolutely.
Right.
Oh yeah.
They need to be reminded that they're to address the board.
Yep.
And we can ask the applicant to answer certain questions, but the back and forth between them was done in a little phone call.
So we asked the applicant. They don't talk to the applicant.
No.
They talk to the board.
That's the public hearing. They're here to offer us information, not argue with the applicant.
Okay.
And the applicant is here to offer. It's actually not BioChar's public hearing. It's the Town and Rural Planning Board's public hearing for BioChar.
Okay.
It's us collecting information for our process.
Okay.
Okay, that's why I said it, and I agree. If you say, listen, somebody already said that, move on, people are going to get pissed.
Yeah.
Okay, but I've seen it before, and I've seen 25 people get up and they just want to keep rehashing the same thing over and over again. All right, and I agree, if you want to go that way, we can do it, but there's no pleasing them.
No.
All right, when they get done, it'll be, can I say something else? Because they heard something that somebody else said, and now they want to offer their opinion on that too. And
so we do want to know that.
Well, I, to be honest with you, I would be okay with like a 3-minute limit, and if we have time at the end and somebody, we want more input from somebody, we can ask for, we can allow more. But I think it's only fair to the people that are 12th or 15th in line not to have to listen to somebody come on for 10 or 15 minutes.
Right.
My experience with the solar meeting we had here, Pat Kelly got up here and talked for 15 minutes. After the first five, he offered nothing new.
Right.
It was just more emotional, tugging at the heartstrings, why things.
And we're going to have it.
And honestly, it wasn't fair to other people that were waiting to speak. And what he offered in the first 5 minutes was good stuff. It was worth it. But after that, it was just, you know.
So do we need a motion to put a time limit on it? So I think a couple of us don't agree.
Yeah, I would go against the time limit thing. You almost have to, you know, manage it in a way where you say, okay, we've heard your message, you're starting to, you're repeating the same thing.
Who's
going
to do that?
Ask me.
You're okay with that, Pete? Or
I can get a flag.
I mean, I have a gavel in case they start yelling over the top of each other. Pete gets to tell them, okay, that's. Do you have anything new to offer?
Anything I haven't heard before. But.
So for the confirmation motion, I make a motion that we structure it in such that there is a podium. You don't want a time, right? No time.
No time.
A podium.
Signing.
A signing sheet. People must introduce themselves and where they're from. That includes people that aren't from the town of Monroe, because there's going to be people not from the town of Monroe that are.
Do we have to let them speak?
Technically,
yes.
Okay.
I've been in meetings where they allow residents to introduce experts to speak for their time period or whatever.
It's my first one, so.
Okay. I don't think that everybody that Tracy Frisch brings with her, if she brings 20 people with her from all over the Hudson Valley, every one of them should have a reason to speak about PFAs in Hoosick Valley or whatever. Okay, that's my personal belief. But to the motion at the moment, I think it should be structured with a list. I'll leave off the time limit, but time should be limited to new material or new information.
Would a 5-minute time limit work for you guys?
I think people would just strive to hit the 5 minutes.
It's got to be a little more qualitative than quantitative.
Okay.
And we could do 3 minutes, and if somebody's at almost a 3-minute limit and they're offering something new and really interesting, Pete could say, poll the board, would you like to hear more from this person? But that becomes preferential.
Yeah.
Now the other thing is on that part with the motion, do we want to let the people speak and then write notes and then ask the applicant to answer what the people have said? Or do we want to do it as we go?
I think so we don't lose context of what's going on. If we feel that we need an answer from that, we should interject at that time. Other than what did you say? 2 hours ago.
I like that idea because sometimes the applicant will answer a question and that will lead to more questions.
And one thing I would say about the applicants, if you ask them a question, they go on and on and on and on.
They should be limited to by just answering the question.
We already had a 4-hour special meeting with them in March.
Yeah. That brings up a sidebar where we have that problem also is the representative for all time fresh. Never shuts up.
But that's on us, right? It's our meeting.
Yeah.
That's the thing to remember is this is our public hearing, not theirs.
It's very
I can't wait to see that all done.
So then we want to allow the board to ask for responses from the applicant as we deem important or as it comes up. Because they may want to answer something even if we don't think it's important.
It's our public hearing. We want to talk, we don't.
Okay.
If we don't, shush.
But just so I'm clear down on what you just tried to say is it goes from the speaker to the board, and then the board asks the question.
That's the way the public hearing is.
There's no direct dialogue between the two.
No.
That gets sloppy.
Yeah. No, and to be honest, that's what our public hearings are always supposed to be. We tend to let it go a little if there's one person in the question, because sometimes...
It's not usually this contentious.
Well, no, sometimes they're getting along and it just helps them explain things, and it works better that way. But in this case, for structure, I think it's important. Otherwise, it's going to become uncomfortable for everybody and nobody's going to be happy walking.
They're not going to be anyways.
Well, you'd be surprised, because a lot of people get the crap scared out of them before the hearing, and then they come in, and I can remember Skid Row Mark's apartments, there were people that were ready to sell their house and move, and they get in here, and they start talking, and Rick starts answering them, and or Rich does, and it's like, how much are these apartments? You know, they're starting to show interest in them even, so it can happen. I don't think it'll happen.
Okay, we have a motion. Go ahead, second.
Can we just restate the motion real quickly?
Yep.
Oh,
I mean, I lost track.
bullet points. Podium.
Podium.
List.
Sign in. And introduction of yourself, General. Are you from Plattsburgh or not?
Right.
Oh, yeah. I'll
add to that motion that we need to have detailed instructions before the public hearing to let the public know that it's the town's public hearing. We would like them to offer information. I really am hoping, to be honest with you, hoping that somebody can come and offer something that says, this is why it's a bad idea.
Yeah.
Right? In detail. This is a scientific reason to help us. So, nice instructions. There you go.
Okay.
Do I have a second?
Okay.
Ah, go ahead. I don't think it's controversial. Those in favor, aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Oh, motion carries. We got through that.
7-0.
I don't think. Four.
I'm
when?
I have another suggestion. And that is if we can have the website up for the meeting, you know, same time, 10 days before the public meeting. We transfer all the documents that are already on the April 18th agenda. They're all very helpful. They're voluminous. And some of them I was looking at, frankly, for the first time because I had not seen them previously. If we can have all those documents that were on the April 18th webpage onto this meeting, new meeting webpage, along with, they were missing some stuff, the air emissions, permit application. The EAF is in there, but it's buried behind the SWIP. Mm-hmm. If we could pull the EAF, both part 1, 2, and 3, and have that posted on the website, along with the November 2nd minutes, although they're still draft, because they handled biochar information, along with, and this, I don't know how quickly you can get them, Katrina, but we don't have draft minutes for the December 13th or the March 7th meeting.
I've got 20 minutes left of December 13th to do.
Okay.
I didn't have this meeting right now.
And then there's
finishing.
March 7th.
So I'm really close with that one, December 13th.
Okay, and March 7th.
March 7th.
That is 4 hours and 3 minutes.
Can you get
home? We'll see what the other
Because I did point this out, Carl, I think, perhaps picked on miswording. But under the public officer's law, you're supposed to have publicly available minutes within 2 weeks of your meeting.
Yes.
It's not that they're adopted, it's just our practice has been to make them publicly available and adopt them basically at the same time.
It's important to know that they haven't been
available.
They haven't been approved. But the audios are up the next day. If anybody wants to know what happens to those meetings, they could listen to our meetings the next day, which I learned when I was trying to get the information from the March 7th, and I did listen to the whole meeting. That's even better for us.
Yeah, but that's interesting, because I don't know technically
what you have to go to the planning department. You go through up to the town website, you hit the planning department, and it says minutes, audio.
How come they're not on our planning board?
They are.
Page.
No. They're right on the planning board.
So if I go to the agenda and minutes page.
It says minutes, agenda, audio.
Oh, okay.
It's
so
right
it's
there. People could listen to our whole
meeting.
Okay.
It'll be up tomorrow. Your meeting tonight will be up tomorrow.
Okay,
on the website.
The other ones just came up.
All the audio for every meeting, they are up the next day.
Then when did they come up?
When did they come up the next day?
No.
To the website?
When have the old ones been uploaded?
They get uploaded in the morning.
No, the old ones. Right now they're there. I'm wondering when are the ones that are there, when were they put there?
It depends. I mean, since Katrina's been here, she's put them up the day after the meeting.
I haven't seen them there.
Yeah, it's right down.
Just the audio. Well, you just found out about them, right?
Yeah, okay. Well, that's what I'm saying. If I go to the website, planning board,
yes.
agenda, minute me.
Minute. You're going to go to planning board, and then you're going to go to audio. If you hover over the menu, it'll say audio. You click audio, it'll give you lists
awesome.
Every day.
I've not seen that. And you've been doing that from the beginning?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And every, all the minutes that I create, the only resource I use is the audio.
Okay,
so every word I put on the page is from the audio.
So the audio is up, even though the written minutes
yes.
are
yes.
She does a really good job of transcribing, but the audio is even more exciting.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's a good thing. I think, prefer to have them in writing as well. Is that something you could do?
I can definitely get December 13th done, but it takes a very long time. So I can work on March 7th next. That's what you want, March 7th. I'll be done with December 13th tomorrow.
Okay, that's
so I can
great.
Start March 7th.
Okay.
I have a place for a recommendation. Can you take a look at the March 7th and see? Well, no, I don't even have to ask you to do that because the whole March 7th was biochar.
It was all.
I was just going to say, can you maybe at least get the biochar part of the transcript? But the whole thing was biochar. I remember because I just listened to it. All right.
Or could you get help?
I don't know who will help. I don't know who's willing, to be honest. I don't
We're
know
here.
Anybody that's willing to do this.
Can't help you.
Come on, you got a bummed up finger.
She like pawned it off on me. She pawned it off
on
me.
So really, like 60 hours.
Yeah, I know. But I'm wondering if there was a circumstance that she couldn't help given the significance of the...
That would have to come from Jim Martin's, I would think.
Okay.
That request.
We have to realize
or Peter.
That we had a gap in support
unlike
during the time that she was really bad. Katrina's
right.
been trying to catch up.
I've done nothing in your personal
It's
biochar.
Don't
blame biochar.
What is your concern? What is your reason for wanting the transcription before?
Well, I personally find I'm a hands-on paper type of person, and I think other people are as well.
Okay. Yeah, I am too. That's why I struggle with the minutes online.
Yeah. So, I mean, I prefer them in writing because I can go back and say, oh, no, wait a minute. And when you're doing an audio, you have to somehow rewind or whatever.
Oh, no, it's easy because you just drag the timeline. You can write down timestamps for things. That I actually like the audio, but we don't approve the audio, so I have to read the minutes anyway.
Well, you better be careful. You're beginning to sound like me.
I don't think that's a bad thing, Peter. If I sound like you, it's okay.
Now, having exhausted ourselves, what is the date we're going to come up with for the public hearing for biochar solution?
I can't find that in the network card of 7/12.
I found it.
Did you?
Yeah.
For me, the
9th. We'll pick the date that we want for the next
one. I think it'd be the 9th and the 16th. Is that your part of the 12th and the 16th?
Well, she gave 2 days.
Yeah. Thursday, May 12th.
I think she said it was 16, and you have to move everything inside.
Yeah,
so
looking at the dates,
she was kind of like,
said they're looking at the dates, including her availability as counsel of gyms, that zoning administrator, the 10-day requirement, and speaking with the applicant, as the ability to be proposed Thursday, May 12th, for the public hearing, remaining projects from last night. This will allow those scheduled for May 16th meeting to remain as is. The projects from last night include the public hearing on for May 12th.
Yeah.
The other option is to move all of last night to May 16th and then move May 16th to June.
So we're risking the potential if we choose a different date that Jim and Carla may not be able to make it.
Mm-hmm.
Which I would argue is probably a really bad idea.
That's a very bad
idea. Even though I hate the idea of the 12th.
I agree.
So we're available that day.
So we want to make a motion, May the 12th, for just biochar?
That's up to you all.
I'll make that a motion. Because Carla and Jim both can be here that day, correct?
The email says. That's what the email says,
yeah. So I'll make a motion, we set May the 12th for a public hearing at 7 p.m.?
Yeah.
Do you want it to go earlier?
7 a.m.?
Do you want it to go earlier?
Than 7 p.m.?
I think we have everybody
p.m.
June 7:00.
No, I think 7 is probably.
Stay with 7? Okay. Yeah, we'll have it at 7 p.m.
We were already risking with the the special or the last meeting, with you being our quorum killer, we were risking going past 10 o'clock and losing our quorum.
Yeah.
We were going to make them bar the doors.
Well, trust me, you may want to have somebody there because, like I said, I have to be to work at 5 in the morning. I know Jerry goes early, too. So, and after 10 o'clock at night, I don't think people are sharp enough to control business. I just, after working all day and everything, I think it's a wrong thing to do. Maybe somebody sit here after 10, 11 o'clock and then you find
right now, I have a motion on the floor to hold a special public hearing for Biochar Solutions LLC for 7 p.m. on May 12th. To the motion, do I have a second?
I'll second that.
Here. Motion has been made and seconded. Any further discussion? If not, I don't really think that's too controversial. All those in favor, aye?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. May I have another motion?
I have a question. If it gets to 11 o'clock, which it may, do we say we have to adjourn at that
point? It is
tabled. And then set a second update to continue.
Yeah, people do get a little punchy.
Yeah.
So at that point, we'll see how it goes when some of us are falling into the table.
They'll copy some.
This is going to sound terrible.
So what are you going to do now?
I don't care how many people are in the room. It wore out.
Yes, we don't want to make this until
it was. 10 o'clock is late for me.
I'm going to say this, and I know it's rude and it's on the record. Feel free to, you know, transcribe it so everybody can see it. But I'm going to tell you, I don't care how many people in this room, we are not going to get 4 hours of new information from people here on the live chat.
No. No, I acknowledge that too, yeah, but still, I think you have to get people there.
I'm good with that, but expect me at 10 o'clock to say, okay, so it's getting kind of late, so it might be nice if we can, you know, wrap this up or at least try to only provide new information from this point forward.
I like that, John.
I think that's reasonable for the board. What I don't think it's reasonable is to ask the people that are coming and opposing it and Biochar to come back another time because people just want to keep traveling off why they think it's
I agree. I agree.
But why they don't think the industrial park should have it or whatever.
Well, there are people in favor of it, too.
Well, then I'm really hoping that everybody brings information that we can use to make a wise decision.
Correct.
Now, that's what the whole goal of the public hearing is.
However, you're going to find it's going to be sentimental.
I know.
This is what I think, and you can't tell me any different.
Well, that's why people want to make the public hearing, so that they can come and give their opinions. And I get that, but that's why I think it's important that we let them know what the purpose of a public hearing is, which is to collect information to help inform our decision. But we are not allowed to be, and maybe we need to have Carla address Article 78, we are not allowed to be arbitrary and capricious just because people don't like it. We really need to have some kind of reason. And I'm okay if we find that reason. I'm good with voting with that. But we've got to have some kind of reason. We can't just have people don't like it.
In many seminars that I've attended with attorneys from the state of New York, one thing they always pound is because the public doesn't like it, it's not a good and sufficient reason to deny anything. You have to have a reasonable reason. Now, the people don't like it. That doesn't matter.
And it's important to note that goes both ways. So if the public comes or if our experts come and tell us there's a good reason not to do it, just because the applicant wants to do it doesn't mean we vote for it. We have to go with the facts and the evidence.
Right. You can also spread a middle ground
through
there with the terms and conditions put out.
Absolutely.
And that's, you know, speaking of offer, that's kind of what I
offer.
Okay. Is, you know, I have my own set of criteria that, you know, we have that site plan that I'm going to vote for.
Here's the thing.
As an
I live on a farm. I have no sort of right to farm. I don't believe I have a right to stick up my neighbor. All right?
No.
I get you, but I don't think I have that right. And they don't have a right outside of the industrial park. Okay? There's certain limits that we don't
have. They don't have a right outside of the parcel.
I don't think that's true. Legitimately, yeah. I mean, they wanted to go with the noise thing to the nearest residence, and I said, no, it should be the nearest line of residential zoning.
And technically, by the permits, it's their property.
So there are limits of decibels even within the industrial zone?
To their property.
Okay, see, I thought it was limits to the sound within the industrial zone, not within their lot.
If you were to put your manure somewhere, it's not to the neighbor's house, it's to the edge of your property.
Oh, yeah, no, I understand that, but
that's where it's measured.
Right, okay. I just didn't know, I thought it was measured to the edge of the industrial zone, not. Okay. So it's even more strict than I was, because they were talking about to the nearest residence. It's like, no, to the residential property line, because to be honest, they have a right to use their property right up to the boundary.
Right.
So.
And you all got the links to that biochar Zoom?
I watched it, yeah.
That is very informative.
Yeah.
I thought. And I was actually. Yeah, I appreciate you having.
Yeah, I sent it to everybody. If you didn't get it, let me know. You got it?
I got it.
It's well worth the hour and 40 minutes, and I started watching it a second time.
Yeah, and it's different than what you would expect, and I think it was informative for more than just myself. I think other people learned things about this process that they didn't know, and they may have come in with one idea, and I think they may have gone out with a little bit different one. All right? You got an example of PFAs. They were really sure this thing was bad and what they learned from biochar, and they were going to go look and prove it, look it up, make sure they're right, was that their particular process is supposed to destroy them, not releasing into the air or, into the soil that it's really supposed to, because of the two-stage thing or whatever. I was looking at going, that had not even come up in our meetings. Yeah. Our hearings a year, months after months of it, nobody really asked about PFAs, and here they are saying that, so.
Yeah, it turns out that, if there is a DEIS done for the Taunton facility, which is also available, and they have PFAS, is a predominant concern.
Right.
And they're discovering how to measure how it happens through the DEIS process.
Mm-hmm. But they did bring up, the spreading of it in Maine, and it turns out what they were spreading in Maine was the actual solids.
Yeah, it's a different
with no processing whatsoever.
It's a different process altogether.
And it happened to be an organic farm, which I had.
The only relevant issue was the metal content is the same.
So,
but it's a different process.
And each one has been new. I have really been moving away from their whole fertilizer thing. They keep trying to sell it as a fertilizer plant. And I'm like, come on, it's a 4-7-1. It's not really fertilizer. Yeah. It's a carbon source and a soil amendment.
It's a solid waste management facility.
It is. So, all right.
Do we have a motion?
Hey, Peter, one other thing in the meeting, I think there was a lot about people not being notified. When they get up and talk about that, do we have to listen to that, or is that us, or do we shut that down, or?
Can we give them that notice?
We just give them a blank answer. The notices are derived from the tax rules from the county. If you are on the tax roll, you get a notice. If you're renting a house and Eric owns it, he gets a notice, you don't. It goes to the property.
Okay, so the notices went out correctly.
The guy that yelled the loudest, I didn't get a notice, it was on Clark Road, almost 7 miles from his garage.
Okay.
And it's only 500 feet buffer.
And he would not get... He would not get a notification. No, but it was notified in the Postcard, and it's notified on the website.
Okay.
All been done legally.
Okay, that's what I thought, and I just wanted to clarify.
A lot of it is people don't understand the process.
Yeah, exactly.
And that way it becomes mystical, and then they think everybody's trying to get away with something. All right. And there were people that told everybody that the reason it was scheduled when it was because that was during spring vacation. Nobody, there's been no public information available about this whole project. It's like, well, I don't want to write about it in the paper. We've had, 6 meetings?
Yeah.
So certainly somebody could have gotten a hint that this was going on. In fact, one of the ones that said there's been no notification mentioned the tractor and farm equipment manufacturer that wants to be in the industrial park. I haven't heard a thing about that.
So me either. That was new for me.
Yeah.
Is it all?
All right, so we're looking for a motion for a public hearing for Saratoga Biochar on May 12th at 7:01 p.m.
We've already done it.
We passed the meeting. Did we pass a motion to open the public hearing then?
Public hearing.
Okay. So what are you looking for?
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Second.
All right, so then we're going to put the other stuff on for the 16th?
Yeah,
keep it out for the
which is good. I only thought that maybe the Baker Falls we want to put out for the same reason, because they're all from the industrial park area. But they come back the next week, and nobody's going to be controversial. And that's such a great project.
I think they'll be thankful.
Right. I'm not sure if I can make the 16th meeting.
Okay.
We'll be out of town that week.
Okay.
A couple days.
So I'm hoping to adjourn to the mayor.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded. Further discussion? If not, all in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Keep going, fill out your mind.
So what? Up in Burnsburg, on the high, up and back of their sewer treatment plant.
Yeah.
On the side
thank
of the mountain.
Thank you.
I wasn't going to do one because we were here for 5 minutes, but we were here longer.
Sorry.
That's all right.
Okay.
So thank you. Seriously, I'm not good on your table.
Oh, my gosh. I've gotten some cheap 2 minutes.
Yeah, I stayed 2 hours today just trying to get some done. It's crazy. No, this was a nightmare. Yeah, we'll get there. Yeah, and I've been in situations too where it's like, fairly heavy. And that's one of the reasons when I sent that email, I didn't address it to
me. It's coming from.
I don't know if Jim will. The 13th will be done tomorrow for sure. Okay. 17th, it's 4 hours. It's
going to
be a while. I don't know. I'm trying. It's all I know.